Hey, couple things. Number one, that thing you want, there's two audios missing that I can't find. If you have them, contact me and I'll do something special for you. We will negotiate what the something special is. Pair on the Prowl and the Kill Yourself for Me one, the one that started the whole fucking mess. It was based on like Michelle Carter. It was really fun. I don't have either of those. If you've downloaded them, contact me and I'll do something special just for you. That applies to the first person who sends me each audio or the first person that sends both. It doesn't apply to every person forever. Sorry. But I will still be eternally grateful if you're like the 15th person. And I'll be really nice about it, I promise. But I have it. There's about 100 audios in there. Between 100 and 130, I think. The file list says 130, but I think that there's a couple things in there that are basically like relevantly themed shit posts that are only a couple minutes long. So I don't know. It says 3 gigs of content. It says 130 files. In addition to stuff you've already heard, there are some abandoned customs that never got paid for and didn't contain a name or anything. So those are in there. There's some stuff that I had made when I was bored or looking to potentially start some kind of subscription service where I did true crime, ramble faps, or hysterical literature. There's some stuff that I've done just because I got bored and horny. So there's definitely some stuff that you probably have not heard, which is nice for you. There's even one in there that is exclusive to this that is called Oh Shit, I Went Too Far, in which I realized that I could not post an audio that I made and ruined my own orgasm. I don't think anybody who has not purchased this has that audio. I'm 99.9% sure that I have not sent it to anyone else. So if you're excited about that, the cost is $100 via Venmo, Cash App, or Bitcoin for the encrypted mega link. Sorry, I know that's a lot, but it's about $1 a file, a little less. I think it's worth it. I think that enough people are going to think it's worth it to make it worth it. I think that there's probably other copies of these files somewhere online. And I think that you had a long time to download your favorite files. So I don't really feel bad about it. And I've gotten requests for payment options. So those are that. I cannot take PayPal. I cannot take Amazon gift cards. Sorry. If you want to do scripted content, I am tentatively open for commissions for right now. I am not taking improv requests at this time unless they do not involve a character and they are between 5 and 10 minutes long, maybe 15 if I really get going on a roll. Price is $3 a minute. I'm really sorry. There are certain people who I already know and I've already worked with who I can break this rule for, but no characters, no elaborate scenarios. I cannot handle it right now because the thing is I would have to block out for every improv that's between 10 and 30 minutes long, I have to block out a 4-hour block of time, which would mean that in order for me to really do okay and turn off my night flirt lines and give it my full attention and everything else that I would need to do and structure my day around it and everything, to make it worth it, I would have to charge $200 per custom improv audio. I honestly don't think anybody out there is going to pay $200 for a custom audio. So I'm not offering them right now. So no improvs. Sorry. I don't want to be a bitch by saying that. Part of the reason that I started doing Night Flirt is that I could not handle the volume of requests for paid improv that I was getting. I couldn't even handle the volume of requests for scripted audios that I was getting. It was so much. Like, every time I would post a new audio, I would get tons, and it was too difficult for me to keep up with. The easiest way to contact me is to follow me on Twitter. I'm Zantosa1. When I am online and waiting for calls and perverts, you'll get a little notification from Night Flirt that says, I'm taking calls on Night Flirt. Here's my extension. It's automated. The second I turn on my lines, even if I turn them off for like a 20-minute break or something, they automatically send that message out. And if I get a tribute from somebody on Night Flirt, there's also an automatic message. And you can immediately click on that link to my Night Flirt page that is in my profile. And there's a button when I'm online. It shows three statuses. One is busy. That means I'm on a call. So just wait till I get off the call. If you don't have time, that's cool. One of them is away, which means I'm not online. And one of them is call now. If you see that call now button, you don't need to ask or anything. Hit the button. Night Flirt will pop you in to my phone. My actual phone at home will ring, and you'll be able to talk with me live about pretty much anything you want to jerk off to. Pretty much anything, actually. Like, I do occasionally have people who will give me a call and just shoot the shit with me, and I like those people. If you have a desire to just talk to me for a little while, people do occasionally do that, especially during quarantine. I had a lot of people who would call and be like, hi, what's up? And we would talk about books or movies or whatever, because they were just that bored. And sometimes part of it would be a sex thing, and then part of it wouldn't be. But either way, it was really fun. And I like that. I just noticed that somebody used a filter on one of their newest audios that looks pretty much just like a filter that I use on almost all of my photos on Night Flirt, because I was doing really well with a similar demographic to them. I have two audios that are my best-selling audios on Night Flirt, that are jerk-off encouragement for porn addicts, and they're like $5 each. They do really well. I just noticed that somebody used the same filter, and it kind of makes me laugh. If you want fetish content and you want to pay for it, I have clips and stuff on my Night Flirt. You should check it out. I've got some little like short video stuff. I've got some little audio things. If you're into hypno, there's a ton of that. There's some humiliation stuff. There's some FinDom stuff. There's some masturbation stuff. It's fun. But if you want to do a call, that's probably your best bet. Like I said, my average call is about 8 to 15 minutes long, at $2 a minute. That's like a date night, but you actually are guaranteed to come. So I think it's worth it. I think it's more than worth it. And I think it's a better option than waiting for me to get back to you with a custom. It's instant. Like, you can be in the middle of a really shitty day, and I promise I will make it. So let's play. It's fun. It's really not that bad to make a Night Flirt account. And they take care of all the hard stuff for both of us. They take care of privacy. They take care of payment processing. They take care of making sure all the phone connection stuff works. They take care of you knowing when I'm online. I love that. You don't have to be like, hey, are you available right now? It's super fucking easy. And they take care of all the payment stuff. Like, you don't have to worry that I'm like bilking you or whatever and trying to be like, oh, I'm just going to round this price up because it's $48 and I want $50. There are some people who get off on that, but if I was bad at math, I might do that. And Night Flirt doesn't do that. Night Flirt, you get paid for exactly, like, you pay for exactly the amount of time that I'm on the line. You can't accidentally pay for more than you meant to. It's super fucking easy to work on. Last thing, I'm no longer involved with the XantoDub project. I've never seen any money from that Patreon. I feel that WD is looking for somebody who is more of a partner in all things. I was looking for somebody who was more of a, hey, Xan, will you do a script for me that, like, or a group of scripts or a group of short audio clips that I can then put into a video game. That was all I was looking for. I probably would have done that unpaid, but I feel that he is looking for somebody who wants to sort of become a joint brand, and I'm not interested in that. So I'm no longer part of the project. I am sure that he's working with another couple of young ladies who wanted to work with him, who he was encouraging, last I heard. So I'm sure that he will create great things in the future. I would be happy to do scripts for him in the future that he can then animate on a case-by-case basis as needed, but I'm not looking for that level of commitment right now. But yeah, I have it. You know what it is. You know why you want it. Come buy it. It's just not feasible for me to divide them up, so please don't ask. This is really the best way to do this. If you want an improv, please call me on Night Flirt instead. If you want a script, you can email me, but it's slower. It's going to take longer. I'm pretty much always backlogged. I'm kind of shitty at time management, and I'm working really hard to get better, but I'm just generally kind of shitty at time management. If you want a not in character improv, especially humiliatrix, jerk off instruction, jerk off, it's really more encouragement when I do it, but I can do the countdown and the, like, grip your cock a little faster or whatever type stuff. If you want a ramble fap, if you want a hysterical literature, pro tip, I do hysterical literature with any literature as long as it's in English and I can read it. So if you want me to masturbate to anything, I promise you, anything. I seriously considered doing a long project where I did like Claremont or something. If you want to pick your favorite
verse from the Bible. I'll do that. I will do mantras where I just say like a two-sentence group of trigger phrases over and over or something like that. Not doing in-character improvs right now, unless I already have worked with you in the past and you know that you're an exception. If you're an exception, you know that you're an exception. They're too hard. If you really, really want one, $200. Sorry, that's what I'm able to offer right now. If you want to shoot the shit, currently the best way to do that is via Twitter DM or email, or I still sometimes talk to people on Discord. I'm not getting you off for free on Discord privately. Venmo, Cash App, Bitcoin. Everybody on the same page now? I hope so. I wish you all the best in the world. You're all lovely people. And just so that this is not a completely useless file, I'm going to masturbate a little in the end here because I'm a sex addict of some kind. I feel like I was such a bitch and I was so stressed out about doing this audio without being too much of a bitch or talking shit or being too, like, unnecessarily detailed. Like, I got so many people emailing me about those audios and how to get them that it was really stressing me out. I'm sorry. I really have been meaning to do a frequently asked question type thing for a really long time, and every time I sit down to do it, it comes out either really whiny or really bitchy or really, I don't know. I love you all because I have the best fucking job in the world. Like, except you. You know who you are. If you're like, if you're a pathetic little beta worm and you get off on your own fucking destruction, I fucking hate you, and I hope that you understand that my contempt for you is never ending. But the rest of you, I really do love you. All you perverts and freaks, all you obsessive fucking jack off losers, all you excessive fucking, like, massive porn addicts who recommend things to me and send me links and all this stuff. That's another thing I can do. I'm actually pretty good at porn commentary and stuff like that. And, like, I can even do it. So, like, it's not too much of a stress to be, like, pretend that you know me really well. Pretend that, like, you're in the room with me and, you know, we're jerking off to this video. And call me baby or something. I can do that. But, like, come on. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm sorry. I don't want to do something really fucking hard and, like, overcommit myself right now, okay? I have to be available on Night Flirt between 5 and 8 hours a day to get the number of, like, minutes that I need on a call to make the money that I need to make. And sometimes it's super fucking easy, and then sometimes it's harder. I never quite know when I'm gonna get a call, which is exciting, but I really would have to block off a lot of time to do your improvs justice, which is why I don't do them. But I'm doing all kinds of new, like, fetishy content, and I'd love to do more fetishy content of that particular type. I just need to find a place to host it if I'm gonna keep doing it regularly, where it's not a pain in the ass for everybody. And if people are interested after buying the mega link, like, maybe I could do new files and add them to them and, like, make the link not expire or whatever. I don't know, but that's for the future. Somebody told me that I could do, like, third-party hosting for Patreon or something. I don't know, okay? I really don't. But I made a Patreon a long time ago, but I never did anything with it. I considered doing, like, chat and bait thing once a week if I got a bunch of Patreon subscribers where, like, I had a locked Discord channel that you needed a link to get into, and I would go into it, like, every, like once a week and come to chat messages from people for an hour and talk and stuff about anything you want. We could hang out and talk and play, and you could listen to me live, but I would need to make about, if I charge $10 a person, I would need 20 people, because I would need $200 to do that, a month to do it for one day. The more people that I got, the more days I could do it. And I could do, like, up to one day a week, probably. And that would be really fun. I will admit, but I don't know if I want to do that, or what I want to do. I want to, I just want to, like, okay, that was what I wanted to do. But what do I want to do next? I don't know. Stick around to find out. I love trying new things. I really do. I'm sorry I was so whiny.